When the planning committee gets together, we always look for interesting issues and hot topics. This topic came to our attention, and I want to let you know how hot this topic is. There are currently 15 appeals relating to this issue. One has been argued. Many have been briefed. We don't yet have opinions. We have cases pending in the 2nd, 5th, 9th, and 11th Circuit. So if there is any particular maritime issue at issue in all of our key circuits, this is certainly one of them. So our speakers today are all involved in this litigation, so they can give you an upfront and personal viewpoint of the issues that are involved. And our first speaker will be James Power, who is a partner in our New York office.
Thank you. I'd also like to add, just in terms of the numbers, it's estimated that there are about 800 cases around the world that are involved in where actions were being taken against vessels by either ING or the physical suppliers that had contracted with OW for the supply of fuel to the vessels. So this is by far probably one of the most far-reaching legal matters that we've seen in a very long time. And for those of you who know OW, had probably been one of the largest suppliers by percentage, something around, I believe, 10% of the world's fuel was being brokered by OW. So you can imagine the implications that are involved when they went bankrupt. So I'd first like to begin. I represent about 40 cases on behalf of the owners and charterers. Some of those cases originated in jurisdictions around this country, but were later transferred to the Southern District of New York.